WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. The Thought of You is What Gets Us Going by Tom Rotella from his Can't Stop album in 1997, featuring Rick Braun on flugelhorn. FM and WCWP.org. This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, and that was John Williams and the Boston Pops Orchestra with Summon the Heroes for Tim Morrison, the trumpet soloist, and that is from the album of the same name in 1996, written for the 1996 Summer Olympics held in Atlanta. Before that, Tom Rotella with The Thought of You from Can't Stop in 1997, featuring Rick Braun on flugelhorn. Plenty of horn to go around in this first segment. There's more awaiting us in this Joyce Cooling song from 2006. Bill Ortiz on trumpet. And the name of the song is Come and Get It.
This is Joyce Cooling. Thanks for joining me and Mike Shimeri on WCWP 88.1 FM.
That was Joyce Cooling with Come and Get It from Revolving Door in 2006, written with her longtime partner Jay Wagner, who played all the keyboards, including that organ solo at the end. Some other goodies on Revolving Door are Mildred's Attraction, Cool of the Night, the title track Revolving Door, and At the Modern. 50 years ago, saxophonist Stanley Turrentine earned the nickname The Sugar Man. We'll find out why in the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
It's 1969 at WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
This is the genesis of Stanley Turrentine's nickname, The Sugar Man. In the year of our Lord, 1970, we were blessed with sugar. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Stanley Turrentine with Sugar from Sugar in 1970. Stanley was on the tenor sax, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, George Benson on guitar, Lonnie Liston Smith on electric piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Billy Kay on drums. Next, Ramsey Lewis. In the year 1974, I'm not going to say of our Lord again, and a song that he wrote with bassist Cleveland Eaton, or Cleve for short, Jamaican Marketplace. Look around, maybe you'll find something you like. FM and WCWP.org. Ramsey Lewis was really exerting himself in those solos on Jamaican Marketplace from Solar Wind in 1974, a song he wrote with bassist Cleve Eaton, with Morris Jennings on drums and Calvin Barnes on percussion. Larry Carlton will lead off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Stick around.
Hi, this is Tony Chiguarno
and WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Our next stop is 1989 for this Larry Carlton song from his On Solid Ground album. Honey Samba. FM and WCWP.org. David Benoit with Every Step of the Way, from Every Step of the Way in 1988. Written by David and by Russ Freeman of the Rippingtons. David and Russ were two of the Rippingtons' founding members. And Russ played lead guitar. Michael Landau played rhythm guitar. David just played piano. The keyboard parts went to Randy Waldman, whose recent album Superheroes won a Grammy. Before that, Larry Carlton with Honey Samba from On Solid Ground in 1989. Larry played guitar and bass guitar. Terry Trotter and Brian Mann doubled up on keyboards. We have a couple of songs left here in Hour 1. John Tesh is the last of those two, but first it's Tom Scott with Hollywood Walk.
If you're listening to this radio station, it means you like good music.
WCWP, Brookville, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. We finished Hour 1 with Leave It to Gibber by John Tesh from The Games in 1992, featuring Charlie Bisharat on violin. The Games refers to the 1992 Summer Olympic Games in Barcelona. So we started Hour 1 with a song for the 1996 Games and then ended with a song from an album dedicated to the 92 Games. Leave It to Gibber is a tribute to Gib Gerard, John's adopted son after marrying actress Connie Selica. His stuff in the Intelligence for Your Life videos cracks me up, especially the still images of him with funny faces. Having said all that, before we heard Leave It to Gibber, we heard Hollywood Walk by Tom Scott from Read My Lips, that's spelled R-E-E-D as in a saxophone reed, in 1994. That's enough of Hour 1. Let's get Hour 2 started with Ba Ba Brazil by 480 East. FM and WCWP.org. Kim Waters with Pocket Science, with a P, not an R, as in rocket science, from What I Like in 2018. Before that, 480 East, the team of Rob DeBoer and Tony Grace, with Ba Ba Brazil, Baby Bottle Brazil, from Straight Round in 2020. Rob played the keys, guitar, and bass, and Tony Grace, that rhymes, handled percussion. Bill McBurney was on flute. Now a couple more songs from 2020, starting with Ali Silk from his 6th album, his 8th overall. This is Meet Me in the Middle, featuring Chiellini Minucci on guitars. FM and WCWP.org. Nick Colione with Circles. Mix them together and you make a Venn diagram. From Finger Painting in 2020. Before that, also in 2020, Ali Silk with Meet Me in the Middle. From Six, featuring Chiellini Minucci on guitars. Speaking of Chiellini, you'll hear him in the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimer.
Take WCWP with you wherever you go.
Knocking on Dylan's door. Maybe one day I'll answer.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here's the top-down sound of Alexander Zonchik on flute from his 2009 album Doin' the D for his adopted hometown of Detroit. It's Top Down. ...88.1 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Allison Brown with Crazy Ivan. His prices are insane. From The Company You Keep in 2009. Written by Allison Brown, who played banjo, John Burr, her pianist, and John Doyle, the guitarist. Rounding out the personnel is Joe Craven on mandolin, fiddle, and percussion, and Allison's husband, Gary West, on bass. Before that, Alexander Zonchik with Top Down from Doing the D, also in 2009. The D is for Detroit, his adopted hometown. Jeff Lorber wrote that song. He played the keyboards, the guitar, and the synth bass. And Dwight Sills also played guitar. Alexander played flute. Brian Simpson plays piano on Castaway, the first of two songs from 2013, and continuing our way up the alphabet. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Chiellini Minucci and Special Effects with Till the End of Time from Genesis in 2013, featuring David Mann on tenor sax. And before that, also from 2013, Brian Simpson with Castaway, Sans Wilson, from Just What You Need. In case you didn't notice, in this segment we had two A's, Alexander Zonchik and Allison Brown, followed by a B, Brian Simpson, and a C, Chiellini Minucci in Special Effects. In the last segment, we have an N, another C, and another B. On Instrumental Invasion with Mike C. Shamari.
Alana here inviting you to check out the Rockin' Sunday Show.
On 88.1 FM or WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
We start this last segment of the show with From the Start by Nelson Rangel from his 2019 album, Bylight. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Cindy Bradley with Gray Area from The Little Things in 2019. Cindy didn't just play trumpet, she also played saxophone and trombone in the manufactured horn section. LeBron Dennis, who just goes by LeBron, played alto sax. Before that, more alto sax from Nelson Rangel, and also from 2019, From the Start, from his Bylight album, featuring Dave Kochanski on piano. It looks like Kochanski, and I said it that way for years, and I was wrong. It's Kochanski. And Alex Nekrasov on the keyboards and the drum programming. We're down to the last song of the show. It's by Brian Bromberg, Coupe de Ville, from his Thicker Than Water album in 2018. Brian played all the bass parts, including the piccolo bass, and it features Najee on tenor sax, rounding out this sax-heavy segment. Thank you for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. So long.